What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports to the max here in a lovely, lovely Wednesday night. Twins and Dodgers coming up, bottom of the hour. Pregame show, 8:30. The Dodgers got the best of the Twins last night, but they've been doing that to everybody this year. And I'll be in tomorrow night for Henry Lake. Twins are idle, and they stay in the greater L.A. area. They'll take on the Angels in Anaheim Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Quick scoreboard update. Twins in a tie with the Guardians right now, and Cleveland leading in Detroit 3-2. That game bottom of the sixth. And the Kansas City Royals lead the Chicago White Sox in their game at Kauffman Stadium 1-0 top of the fourth. Once again, Twins a little bit later on. Sonny Gray will get the start for Minnesota. We'll have a sneak peek at that lineup before we turn it over to the pregame show at 8:30. Right now, Scott Miller, who's covered the major leagues for a long time, joins us from California. Scott, I hope all is well.
It is, Steve. It's, I appreciate it, and hope the same for you.
Yeah, things are going well. Hard to believe it's August already. I guess I'm not looking forward to what autumn ultimately brings to the upper Midwest. So there's that. I'm savoring every minute. It's just a lovely night here in the Twin Cities. Would be a great night for a ball game at Target Field, but the Twins are in L.A. taking on the Dodgers. And maybe let's start with the Dodgers right now. They're on a tear, and you look at any of the numbers, run differential, they're just shy of 700 ball. I think they would get to 700 if they're able to beat the Twins tonight. I mean, they're just absolutely rolling.
They're a machine, and you know, it's so impressive what they've built in Los Angeles, and it's almost like the way they're playing this year, it's almost as if, you know, their streak of eight consecutive National League West titles being broken last year by the San Francisco Giants just angered the Dodgers, and they're taking it out on everybody else this year. I mean, they ripped through July at 21-5. That was their record in the month of July. And they picked up, they were pretty much at the same pace in August. You know, they've got a crazy streak going now, but it's really all year. Like you say, if you get this late in the season and you're within range of winning 70% of your games, it's some kind of impressive. And what the Twins ran into last night, many other teams have run into for the first 4 or 5 months of this season as well.
You know, San Diego's had a nice year, and they've just taken it to the Padres. And ironically, the Twins were in San Diego and played at Petco. And San Diego's got a nice club. They're 63-51, 15.5 games out in the division. But, you know, certainly solidly in the wild card mix in the National League. I mean, the Padres, by all accounts, they made a lot of moves at the trade deadline, and they are 15.5 games out.
Right, that's what's nuts. I mean, and it's not that the Padres played that bad this year. They played reasonably well. They did hit a skid right before the All-Star break. But to your point, I mean, the Padres' rotation, Joe Musgrove, Yu Darvish, Mike Clevinger, who's gotten better and better his past few starts after missing the early part of the season with injury, Sean Manaea, the old Oakland starter, Blake Snell, who's been mostly disappointing, but won a Cy Young in Tampa Bay. I mean, you know, you roll out those guys, you have a chance to win every single night. And the Padres have done that, and they do. And yet, as you mentioned, they're still 15.5 games behind the Dodgers. So, you know, we'll see. I mean, the Padres had a very interesting trade deadline right after the Twins left town. In fact, I saw the Twins in Petco that weekend, and a couple days later, you know, boy, the Padres, they get Josh Hader, the closer from Milwaukee. They get Juan Soto and Josh Bell from the Nationals. They get Brandon Drury from the Cincinnati Reds. They're loaded right now. And, you know, still, they're sucking fumes from the Dodgers.
Yeah, it is an amazing run. Run differential is really a great tell. You look at the Yankees and the fine season they've had. Their run differential, plus 204. Now, they've been on a skid as of late. They've won two of their last 10 ball games. They've dropped two in a row. They're still 30 games over 500. You look at the other top run differentials in the game: Houston plus 128, the New York Mets an impressive plus 127, Dodgers at the moment plus 233. That's just crazy.
Yeah, I mean, they're just bludgeoning everybody, and you know, to a degree, they should. I mean, when you've got a lineup that has former MVPs, Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, Cody Bellinger won an MVP, although he's not been the player he was a few years ago. But still, I mean, they can hurt you in any number of ways. Trey Turner finished top yep. five in NL MVP voting last year. I mean, they've got power, they've got speed, they've got on base percentage guys. I mean, it's a really, really well constructed and deep team. And you know, even guys like Max Muncy, you know, he got off to a really bad start and coming off an injury that ended his season early in the playoffs last year, an elbow injury. And Muncy didn't play much this spring, got off to a horrific start for the regular season. And he's just now starting to round into shape. I mean, I know the Twins got a load of him last night, what he can do. Justin Turner was just activated from the disabled list and or the injured list. And, you know, the other thing, you know, the Dodgers probably are only going to get better. I mean, the Twins, they're seeing the Dodgers right now with no Clayton Kershaw. He went on the injured list just before the Twins got into town. Yeah. But beyond that, Walker Buehler, who was expected to be the ace of the staff, he went on the injured list in mid-June. He had to have some chips removed from his elbow, and he's not back yet. And they've also got a guy, or starter, Dustin May, the big redhead, that went down a year ago May with Tommy John surgery, and they're expecting him to make one more injury rehab start in the minors. And then he ought to be activated sometime after that. So, you know, they're going to get Dustin May and Walker Buehler back into their rotation here in the very near future. And as you mentioned, they're playing 70% winning percentage ball without those guys.
And Scott, it brings up the bigger picture. And we've talked for years about, you know, the payroll clubs, you know, the Red Sox and, you know, David Ortiz, who was just inducted into the Hall of Fame, you know, were a big payroll club and won those world titles with David Ortiz leading the way. And we all know about the money, the Yankees, and, you know, the Cubs were in those ranks. They've fallen back. But the Dodgers have kind of reinvented it. They are the big money club. They even outspend the Yankees.
Oh, they do, yeah, yeah. Their payroll, they're number one in baseball. They're up around $240 million or something like that. And, yeah, I mean, it's kind of has become known around the game, you know, big payrolls don't necessarily guarantee you're going to win. We've seen several examples of that over the past many years, you know, the Yankees and others. But they certainly increase the odds you can win. And the problem for the rest of baseball with where the Dodgers are at is they've got the best of both worlds going right now. They've got an analytics staff led by Andrew Friedman, who basically, you know, turned water into wine in Tampa Bay for all those years, you know, without any money. And so he's figured out a way to do that. So the Dodgers poached him from Tampa Bay. And so now he's still operating in the way he did in Tampa Bay, only he's got a lot more money to spend as well. So they're basically what that means, Steve, is they've been able to find through analytics type savvy that he had in Tampa Bay, Chris Taylor, who's just coming back from the injured list. You know, I mean, he was on a scrap heap in Seattle. He's turned into an incredibly valuable player for the Dodgers. They basically got him for nothing. Same thing with Justin Turner. He was left out on the scrap heap by the New York Mets. So under Andrew Friedman, the Dodgers, they've done a great job of identifying on the cheap guys that other teams have just let go. Max Muncy is another one. Oakland just said goodbye to him, you know, a few years ago. They just released him. So the Dodgers, through the analytic avenue, are able to identify low-cost guys that turn into huge players like Muncy, Taylor, and Justin Turner. And on the flip side, they've got the money to go out and get a Mookie Betts and a Freddie Freeman. So yeah. That's where the Dodgers have excelled, using both of those avenues that, number one, aren't available to every team because not every team has the Dodgers' money. Number two, the teams that do try to do it analytics, they're no match for the Dodgers either. So the Dodgers are just a monster right now.
Yeah. Before we run out of time, I want to talk about, you know, the other clubs that are playing right, you know, playing very well right now in the National League. Mets certainly being overshadowed. We brought up the Padres. They're having a nice year out in the West, you know, buried right now by the Dodgers. But and our producer, Charlie Weiss, brought this up earlier in the program when we were talking about MLB. The Mets, with their pitching, though, could be kryptonite to the Dodgers. That could be a very interesting postseason meeting because of what the Mets bring on the pitching side of things. And, oh, by the way, they've won 73 ball games already.
Yeah, Charlie's exactly right. Totally. And you know, getting DeGrom back, and obviously time's going to tell, because I think for the Mets' sake and for baseball's sake, I hope DeGrom can stay healthy and he doesn't land back on the injured list.
For sure.
Because he's worked back his way back after such a long absence. And his first two starts since coming back have been nails. And his fastball's up to 101, 102, which makes me nervous, by the way, because on one hand, it's like, hey, it's the old Jacob DeGrom. On the other hand, coming back from injury, if he's throwing 101, 102, it just makes me nervous he's going to throw his arm out again. Yeah. That's awful. I mean, that's like superhuman. But anyway, DeGrom and Scherzer are in the rotation now. They've got, you know, some other guys like Chris Bassett, the old former Oakland pitcher. I mean, you're right. They could definitely be kryptonite. If I had to pick a team that could take down the Dodgers, that has the pitching and the weapons, and oh, by the way, Edwin Diaz, best closer in the game right now. He's having a monster season. They've got the pitching, you're exactly right, to take down the Dodgers. Dodgers would be favorites going in, but I think by all rights, I mean, you know, Atlanta's really good. Philadelphia's been playing better. Looks like they may snag a wild card spot. San Diego's gotten better. But as of right now, I think the two best teams, a fitting NLCS would be Dodgers-Mets.
And the Yankees struggling for now, but still they have been the gold standard with Houston, the runner up in the American League so far. And who knows? Final thought: American League Central, Twins and Guardians tied. White Sox lurk a game and a half back. This is probably the only. And you got the NL Central with the Cardinals and Brewers as well. But it looks like those Central Division races are going to go down maybe to the final weekend of the regular season.
Very much so. And I think the American League Central with Twins, Guardians, and White Sox is going to be the best. Milwaukee unloading Josh Hader, trading him to Minnesota.
Wow.
I know they have their reasons. I mean, not to Minnesota. I'm sorry. Obviously to San Diego.
San Diego.
They have their reasons. And they're really good. The Brewers are in the front office. But they're a worse team now than they were a week ago when they had Josh Hader and Devin Williams. I don't think there's any question. So I think St. Louis is going to win that division. As far as the American League Central, I can't figure that one out. I know I'm not alone. The White Sox, I've been thinking all year, are going to go on a streak. They refuse to do it. Tim Anderson's back on the injured list now.
Yep.
Thing that makes me nervous about the Guardians, where the Twins are concerned, Guardians are the youngest team in the major leagues, and they're going to remain fresh as the dog days of the summer continue. And there's something to be said. You've heard that said in sports, Steve. A team that's not necessarily supposed to win, especially a young team like that, the longer you let them hang around, the more dangerous they become, because they begin to believe they can win, and they begin to believe that maybe they're better than people think they are. And I think that's where the Guardians are. And I had Terry Francona as manager, and Guardians have something going there this year. So the Twins, they need to play consistently good baseball these next 6 weeks.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Tied at the moment. By the way, Cleveland leading in Detroit 3-2, bottom of the seventh. White Sox trail the Royals 1-0, bottom of the fourth. Scoreboard watching's already been going on for weeks in these parts.
Yeah.
Scott, always good to visit with you. Take care. Hopefully we can do it again soon.
Look forward to it, Steve. I'm sure we will. Thank you.
All right, there he is. Scott Miller has covered the major leagues for a long time, based in Southern California, and a deep dive on the Dodgers. They are unbelievable. And with a win tonight, they would hit 700 on the dot as a win percentage on August 10th. That's pretty incredible. Let's hope that doesn't happen. We'll preview Twins and Dodgers, have a sneak peek at that lineup. Sonny Gray will be on the mound here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.